missed you too. Such a naughty girl for me, aren't you? Lean your head back. Let me see your neck. You shouldn't do this. We still have guests. If you don't stop, I'll have something else for you to bounce on. I swear, when they leave, you'll have to push me out of that bed. Jesus, princess, just get the life out of me. No, it's all right. When I checked on you after everyone went to bed, you were asleep, though. I hope I didn't wake you. I'm glad I didn't wake you, but I missed you, too. I swear, when they leave, you'll have to push me out of that bed. I won't want to leave your side for a moment. Oh, I love you too, princess. Just a few more days. No, I don't think I need any help with the cleaning. I should be all done now. It's not a problem. I know my family can be a bit messy when we're all together, so it's one less thing for you to worry about. You wanna sit together for a bit before we go to bed? Yeah, let's go sit on the couch. You're already cozied up in your pajamas. That's much better. I know it's been chaotic, but how are you feeling with the whole family here? I know home is your safe space away from people when you want time to yourself. It's a bit hard when it's been, well, invaded by loads of noisy family. Well, luckily, it's only a few more days, and then we will be finally all alone together again. Hey, I was thinking, how about next year we do something special? Every year since we bought the house, we've hosted, and while I love my family, I feel like we could use a little vacation next Christmas. We can be here the day of, but then from the day after to New Year's, we go somewhere, anywhere you want. We could do a beach, maybe get a little house, watch the waves at night. There's always the mountains, seeing snowfall, having a beautiful winter wonderland Christmas, or maybe we could go abroad to a wine tasting, explore different kinds of food, and do lots of sightseeing. I just really enjoy the idea of knowing I fulfilled something special. Took you somewhere and gave you the vacation of a lifetime. Holding you close at night with the memory of this amazing time together. I don't care where, as long as I have you. That's what I need. So, tell me all about your deepest fanciful fantasies and we can make it happen.
says. No. I'm not bored. I'm just a bit drowsy. I've missed having you like this. You know, this is probably the most time we've gotten to spend alone since everyone showed up. I promise it is. Between hosting, spending time with the family, and helping get my nieces and nephews to bed, you are asleep long before I am. Let me get up and immediately have to start breakfast. You know, as a matter of fact, I think a kiss in the kitchen is all I've gotten since they all showed up. That hurts, baby. Oh, come on. Can I get just a little more than that? I hit the spot, princess, really. Nice little treat for me. You ready for bed? Alrighty. Just get my pajamas on and I'll join you. Cuddle tighter, princess. Barely saw you all day. Against my chest. The perfect little spoon. Much better. Stop bouncing. Baby. If you don't stop, I'll have something else for you to bounce on. What was that? What was that quiet little moan? Well, you like that, baby? Oh, trust me. The second this ass started moving against me, I was no longer tired. We still have guests. We shouldn't do this. Lean your head back. Let me see your neck. I love watching you undress. It's like know every inch of what's inside. But the excitement never stops. Every inch of that body, all of it is mine.